For me. So there you go. Big thank you.
Well, they're,
from
they're
Michelle.
Sort of comments that gets me going. I love it. Thanks, Michelle.
But not always complimentary. Mayor Tom Tate, 1300 903 917. We've got to speak about this big topic, the cruise ship terminal. You're not giving up on that, are you?
Well, everyone knows that I have a crack, and here this time round, I'm putting it out there nice and early, and letting people know. Royal, the Premier says no cruise ship terminal in the Broadwater. I respect her decision, and now, well, let's have a look at Plan B. And what does that mean? It means going out on the ocean side. I draw everyone's attention to the sand pumping jetty, where you've got the sand bypass there and the pylon-type structure that's there. It's been there for 30 years and still got another 20-year life cycle. That's the sort of infrastructure I'm looking at.
Well, Luke on Facebook has pointed out that both the major cruise ship companies, Carnival and Royal Caribbean, have gone on the record stating that the Gold Coast is not something they're interested in. They would be going to Brisbane. Is there a point?
Can I just say that... I don't know Luke, his last name, but he's lying to the people of the Gold Coast. It's absolute untruth. I know Anne Sherry, the biggest cruise ship terminal company, Carnival. She said, "Tom, build it, and they will come." And that position hasn't changed. So, I'd say to you, to the ABC, give Anne a ring, and she'll tell everyone directly. So, this Luke fella, you know, pull your head in, stop lying to the people of the Gold Coast, because we know that you're with this Save Our Spit. Go and get a job, mate.
Well, we welcome all. We welcome all opinions here at 91.7 ABC Gold Coast. And if you're going to take this to the election,
I welcome all opinion, but not lies.
But you need to be able to, listen to a lot of other people's opinions on this.
And Sally, that's why I'm on Talkback Radio. I love listening, but I just can't tolerate bullshit.
Okay. Didn't hit the dump button quite quick enough there, Gabby. But anyway, it wasn't me that said it. It was Mayor Tom Tate, 91.7 ABC Gold Coast. So do you think residents will be more receptive to the cruise ship terminal idea? Do you think they are receptive?
That's why I'm... The first simple answer is yes, because I go to a lot of community function. Matter of fact, I give 3-4 speeches daily, and the constant question is, are you giving up on it? And I said, no, I'll have another crack. But this time round, I'm taking it to my council colleagues first. I'll be doing that. And then after that, I'll be showing to the Premier and the Deputy Premier, get their thoughts and consult the wider community well before the next election. I'll say, look, everyone, it's very easy to do a phone poll or get consultation through. And if the people of Gold Coast said, yes, we like this Plan B, then I'll put it towards the election. If majority of people said, no, Tom, we really don't want it there, then I'll say, okay, fair enough, I won't do it.
But will that research be funded by ratepayers? And if so, is it appropriate to use those public funds to research what could potentially become an election platform for you?
Let me say, I've got 4 hydraulic engineers. I can name and thank them all. And that they're eminent people. They're passionate Gold Coasters. They've been working behind the scene. They've done an honorary design work, and we haven't had to fund them at all. And these are champion people, and I appreciate them very much.
But I'm talking about phone polls and public opinion, accessing public opinion regards to the terminal.
Will you
be using ratepayer funds?
Well, let me say, I think ratepayers would like me to talk to the wider community on any ideas and issues as mayor of the city. And I've been doing so. And I think consultation is part of democracy. And that's why with Light Rail Stage 3, I'm utilising council's fund on that. Any infrastructure projects...
But you weren't taking that to an election, though, Tom. No. This is my point.
Okay, well, here's my point then. If I don't consult and people go, well, hang on, you didn't talk to me, how come you're taking to an election? Any infrastructure, this is only one of them. Stage 3 light rail will be going to the election too. Any major infrastructure that I have a vision for the city, I'll be taking to the election, and it's mayor of the city. People want to engage and communicate, and the best way to do that is to get out there and consult.
All right, we could talk about the cruise ship terminal for the whole half hour, but we can't. We've got to move on because we've got Helen from Parkwood. Hey, Helen.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hi, Helen.
Hi. Yes, I've just got a question, Mayor, and that is, are you considering, or is the council considering any grant funding to develop sports people for ahead of the 2018 Gold Coast Commonwealth Games, and in particular, perhaps our older sports, older school children.
Yes, we have been grant funding that. There's programs in place for sporting groups to put up their hand and put their ideas forward. And
What about school?
Where it's appropriate. So you know, my door's opened, and do your submission there.
So we come directly to your office for that.
I don't mind. Do
I
that.
Mean, I'm part of a PNF, so I'm just asking you.
Yeah, I think do that, and at least with my office, I'll get it to the right table. You know, I won't be looking down at them saying, "Oh, this is what we want." I'll let them assess it accordingly.
Okay.
Thanks, Helen.
See you, Helen.
All right. One more thing that I wanted to talk to you about before we let you go for the last time.
No, we got to talk about that tree planting on Sunday.
Yeah, we will, but I've got to ask you one more thing, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to read some quotes to you here.
Okay.
Council seems to have adopted the practice to withhold information. I hope that ratepayers' requests for attention to matters will just cease if no one will come forth to satisfy such requests. My experiences of obtaining information from the Gold Coast City Council officers, councillors, mayor's office has been one of endless frustrations. The Gold Coast City Council appears to be one of the most wasteful and inefficient local councils in this country. So that's some of the responses to a request from the Office of the Information Commissioner.
And who's your source?
To
there?
Tell them the Office of the Information Commissioner.
Let me
say. But this is a public submission. We had the information officer.
So in other words, you can put a submission into him, and then that's the quote that he can use.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at there is that first response to that is that I reject all those comments. Absolutely. This council is probably the most open book council. You can view and stream your council meeting throughout. And I say that I come on radio and television and that until I tell how it is. I never prepare notes. I work hard, so it's all in my head, and my council colleagues are working hard as a team. So people who can do submission and write in and then gets quoted, well, I reject that. Show me the proof, you know. Show me, okay, what part of it?
Well, I think some of these people, though, are saying that they have been trying to show the council stuff, but they've had a closed door. So, I mean, when you see these kind of comments published on the Office of the Information Commissioner, is that something that your council takes on board and goes, okay, well, maybe there are some issues with access. Maybe there are some issues. I mean, certainly a lot of people on our Facebook page today have said, hey, you know what? I've tried to argue with you. I've tried to engage with you on your Facebook page, but I've been blocked. I've been told to move out of the Gold Coast if you don't like it. Is that the way that you want to operate as mayor of the Gold Coast?
Okay, here's your source there. I mean, go to
no,
my...
No, I've got more than one person here saying...
What I'm saying is that it's a bit like this, right? In politics, you know, if you agree with 7 out of 10 things I do for the city, vote for me. If you agree with 10 things I do for you, go and see a psychiatrist, because that's not going to happen. There's going to be some things that you like, something you don't like. Things that I leave on the Facebook can be a different opinion. Cool. We leave it there. But if it's rude and unsavory, well, hell, you might as well go. You can go and bully somebody else, but we're not going to put up with it. And that's what democracy is about.
Do you think the Gold Coast City Council has a PR problem?
No, I think our PR is probably the best in recent years, because let's do the clock wind back. You know, do a quick rewind and see how much infighting and bickering they were in the previous term, and then ask yourself that: is this a more united council? That just do those two questions. If the answer is they were bickering and shouting and yelling and throwing agenda books at each other, and look at the work's done now. We're united as a team, and that's why things are happening, and that's why confidence is happening, that's why investment is happening, that's why more local jobs, especially for the younger generation, so that they don't have to get on the M1 and go to Brisbane.
So you've only blocked people from your Facebook page who you think were rude and unsavoury.
Well, if I find someone offensive to me, I would just say, well, it's my Facebook, Don't go offensive. Look, I welcome the ones that have a different opinion. You know why? Because when I listen to that, I'll learn something. I'll go, hang on, that's a different point of view that I didn't think about. I welcome that. But don't start using F-bomb and B-bombs and all that. Bugger it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it myself on radio.
Says the man who swore 15 minutes ago. Tom Tate, thank you so much for joining us. But I know that you want to talk about the replanting of the Federation Walk. So please, go for it.
Look, everyone, you know the spit's been burnt. 7 a.m. on Sunday, we're going to be out there with our gloves on and shovel. Council's got 300 plants to go in. Many hands make light work. And we can start early at 7 a.m. so it's not so hot. Come on out, but there'll be no barbecue.
Mayor Tom Tate, thank you so much for coming in. Have a wonderful Christmas. We'll see you next year. And now let's get the latest ABC News headlines with Charmaine.